one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. Dirk, would you lead us, please?
Dear Father in heaven, Lord, we just thank you for this day, God. Thank you for answered prayer. We ask that you bless the meeting tonight, God. Guide us and direct us as we do the city business. We thank you, Lord, for your love and grace. Just allowing us to be here, Father. It is good to be here, and we give you all the praise and glory. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Roll call, please.
Mayor Cotham.
Here.
Alderman King. Alderman Toler.
Here.
Alderman McKenzie.
Here.
Alderman Schultz.
Here.
Number one, council to approve the consent agenda. Council meeting minutes for January the 11th, 2022. Court report for the month of January. Court collections total $1,847.50. Fire department minutes for the month of January. Fire expense $600. And the January financial report.
Motion to accept.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All three of you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Opposed? Number two, council to approve the bills paid and to be paid.
Yep, let's pay our bills.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're going to amend this agenda right here.
Can I make a motion to approve everything on the agenda tonight and adjourn?
And then adjourn?
Yeah.
We're going to move number four to number three. We're going to switch three and four, guys. Okay? So I'm going to number four right now, which will be the number three spot. Council to approve paying the city portion of the ARPA Storm Siren Grant. The total will be $58,000. Mark?
Yes. You will get half of that back from the state on the 29th.
Okay, so
because we were approved for $29,000 from the state.
So the total for the siren is
the total is $58,000.
I know that was our portion.
We will be, our portion of it that we will be responsible for is $29,000.
Right. And we'll
this
get
grant
that money
is actually,
when?
Pardon me?
We'll get that money back when?
As soon as we get, as soon as they come in and we get them installed and they send us the bill, we'll resubmit the paperwork straight on the state.
Good.
What this is, we had to go through, the first thing we had to go through, and I believe I told you all this once before, we had to go through the environmental historic preservation survey. That was all taken care of. Scott helped me when we got our four places located for that. Got that approval back, so that's why I'm here tonight with this.
We need them, guys. We got to do this.
We've already approved this.
Yes, we approved.
We approved the grant.
The grant. So
but now we have to approve the quote and stuff like that.
All right.
So we need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? New business.
Thank you, Brent. I'll get a copy of
that. All right.
Be careful, don't
work.
All right.
Council to discuss the future plans and development at the industrial park. What do you want to discuss?
Well, it's been on there for the last few months. We did give updates on like the incubator and stuff like that, but tonight there's not a lot of on that.
Well, topic. I know we got some people here from the industrial park. Nothing's going to happen over there within a year. We're going to we'll move forward with your all's lease agreement here in a little bit, and but there probably is going to be some things happening over there in the future.
Well, we're aware of that.
Okay, but short term we're good. I know there is some of the council members that's maybe wanting to reword that a little bit. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay. So as long as you guys are aware of that, and I know I probably misspoke a couple times. Christine, I misspoke to you, and I told you I didn't see anything happening over there anytime soon. And if the paperwork would have got submitted correctly, it would have been a lot sooner than a year. Luckily for y'all, or not, I don't know, but that didn't happen. It wasn't nobody's fault here. But when that paperwork does get submitted, what are we looking at, Scott? Maybe a couple years now or something?
Right, yeah. I mean, it'd be late next year to break ground at earliest, you know what I mean? Probably more than likely plans of 24 to break ground now. Right.
But we will stay in contact with you guys, and I know the city's even talked about trying to help you relocate that, maybe. I know it's a big thing. A lot of people enjoy it. I don't want to lose it, but I don't. But we've lost enough stuff in this town as it is. We don't want to lose not one more thing. So, anyway, in order to grow, that is an industrial park, and all that property's for sale. So, anyway, that's my part of the discussion. Anybody else want to talk?
I do have a couple things that we'd like to update, or at least have Mr. Stubblefield update us.
Okay.
And that's in regards to the airport, because there's some things. As you well know, with communities around and throughout the state, we have a lot of funding possibilities through the infrastructure bill, federal-wise, just through a lot of different things. There's a lot of money out there, and if we don't, I've said this before, I feel like a broken record, but if we don't take advantage of it while it's here, we're going to miss out. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, communities around us are taking advantage of the money that's out there.
And we are going after it. Yeah. I mean, we're trying.
Yeah. And we've had some positive things happen. You know, we've had, somebody has looked at the park, you know, as a potential for a retail spot. I know the council feels like that in order to proceed on with moving the sheds and doing some things like that, that we need to find somebody that truly is interested in moving there. So we have had some interest, nothing firm, just somebody's come and looked, and that's about all I can say about that at this time. But some positive things happening. We have continued our discussion, excuse me, with MoDOT, you know, about the possibility of gaining access into the industrial park off of Highway 63, you know, particularly with a potential incubator that may be coming. It would be a very positive thing, and they are very open to it, but I don't think they're going to move on anything until we actually get something there. And once we do or get a commitment, then I think they will look at that, and they'll look at to improve the intersection right there by O'Reilly's, which would be a positive thing as well. And speaking of some of that money that's available, Mr. Stubblefield, who is our presiding commissioner, has a little bit of information about the airport and some federal money available. David, you want to discuss
that? Well, I'll just take a minute of your time. I was at a SCOCOG meeting. I give the city clerk the information. They say they have money available now for what we need is width, length, lights, fuel. We'll see how much money they've got. But it is approved through a SCOCOG deal, and I was there today at a meeting, and I think we can get, for the county, I think we can get money for that. And the other thing, I don't know, you all probably seen the current trucks moving around. They are here to put, to dig in fiber optic, put up towers. We've started.
Now, there's not anybody else in the county that you know of that's that is pursuing putting in an airport, right?
No.
So that's what we've got.
That is our number one.
That's our number one priority for the county. So any money that come in for an airport, we could use every bit of it for our airport, correct?
Right.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
I drove out there, and that's a pretty rough road going there. Whose road is that? Is that the county or ours?
It's ours.
Okay. Cities.
It's okay.
We got a bid on fixing it, and we got a bid on redoing it.
Is what? It from Highway W all the way?
Yes.
Okay.
So the bid that we got a couple months back from the bottom of the hill where the low water bridge is to the top of the hill where the airport is was $15,000 and something dollars. And then from the stop sign by W to the very top of it, the whole road, was around $62,000, I think. That's the bid we got. Or that's the quote we got. It's going to probably be more now because that's been 6 months or so ago.
What company was that? Do you remember?
That was...
wasn't Pace?
It was not Pace. Yeah. I believe it was Atlas Asphalt that gave us that bid, which theirs is usually a little bit higher than Pace. At that time, Pace wouldn't come.
Is Lonnie still trucking?
Yes. He still takes his dump trucks.
Those dump trucks are really hard on that road.
Yes. And that's what they think is so bad, because every time there's ever been rain or snow or anything, it seeps underneath, and there's been cracks from the dump trucks going over it, and now it's just falling apart underneath.
I doubt if he goes there loaded all the time.
I'm not sure.
He probably goes home empty.
I don't think he'll be empty.
At least very high percentage of the time.
Kenny, I worked for Lonnie. Rarely do those trucks go loaded 3 days.
Correct. Yeah. That's what he was just saying. Yeah. I bet you're right on that.
Well, it's just a bad steep hill. I guess it's hard for anything to stay.
Yeah.
But I think...
That's my question.
You know, the incubator, the airport gets used more than you think now.
It does.
It's going to get used more if we get this incubator. And I know some people that would use it. I know two or three that would use it now if we had fuel. One of them being my son. He would fly home, Brett would, if we had fuel.
I get a call every other week from people wanting to buy property and stuff in that area because there's a lot for sale, or there was. And especially that house that meets the airport every other week. So there's a lot of people interested.
So I think we ought to at least entertain the idea of fixing that road.
If you look at studies, you'll see airports are very important to you.
Yes.
Very important.
And we're getting this money. We can afford to fix it. So... anyway,
the only thing I would suggest would probably be to wait a little bit on the Senator Blunt's fella, Madison, told me today, and I have got a 247-page deal from Senator Blunt and Senator Hawley's office to read through, to tell us about what the infrastructure is going to fix. So if there is money available...
Think they might fix the road?
Yes, sir.
That would be wonderful.
Cody is the fella to... y'all got Scowcog's number and everything?
Yeah. Yes.
Cody.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm all for letting somebody else spend the money.
Well, like Bob, if we don't strike while the iron's hot,
you
may not get hot again.
Right.
Mayor's also got David was going to mention just briefly about the chicken house production in the county. It's underway.
Yep, it's underway.
So
how many houses are we going to get, you know?
They had planned on 6 or 7 so far. I think they've issued 7 permits so far, and then they expect more to come as people see them.
Okay, good deal.
But I thought they'd build an airstrip north of my house. 550 feet long.
Yeah, that's a long way. That's a big old building, isn't it?
That's a big old building.
That's a lot of chickens.
Yeah, 25,000.
And I did talk to the Clarks today. They're planning April for an opening on the restaurant at the state line. And also talked to Marty Cruz, who said that things are they're on the final stretch now for the Mohawk Stockyards, and you know, looking good. So
positive on the city side of that, have we done anything with that water main through there yet?
Whenever they're ready to do that water main, Zach is ready to help them.
Okay.
Yes.
I've just been out of pocket for 3 months.
Yeah.
I was just curious. Anything else while we're on that?
No, I mean, the update on the incubator grant that we're working on was that, you know, we missed that January 31st deadline for an 80-20 grant. Mm-hmm. That grant, I've talked to everybody, goes to 70-30. But I had a meeting with Scowcog yesterday. We're still going full steam ahead with this project. They don't think getting the money that we lost in that by missing that deadline is going to be a problem at all with some of the other grant funding they know is out there. They have to get money in 22. The deadline is March 31st. To get everything done. They don't know if they'll have the operating agreement. That's kind of what delayed our January, what we missed the January 31st deadline. The operating agreement between the co-ops and Scowcog wasn't put together quite to everybody's satisfaction. And so they're working on that, and they just said really, you know, the applications for to receive money in 23 start March 1st, and they said March 31st, and they just really want to take their time, make sure everything's done properly, and so we're still you know, all green light on that
right project. Okay, thanks, Scott. I appreciate all the efforts you guys have put into this, trying to help us too, guys. There's no way that this council could do what you guys are doing.
That's a lot of people.
It does. And we've lost Mr. Copeland.
Yep.
I hated that. We got
153rd.
What do we call it? The guy did call me. He left me a voicemail, introduced himself. Sounded super nice. I just haven't had a chance to call him back.
And he may be redistricted out of his own county.
Is that right? Yeah. I tell you, I'm
they're not done yet.
Anyway, I hated leaving him on.
Yes, Darryl seems to be a nice fellow.
But anyway, anything else on that? All right, guys, we're going to move forward to new business on number 5. Brandon Sykes to address the council about renewing the rodeo arena lease for 2022.
Yes, sir. So I thought it was on the January agenda, but apparently I wasn't. But yeah, I mean, I have everything. I have our insurance up to date for this year already, $2 million general liability policy. So we're just waiting on this paperwork here.
Okay. I don't think we got any problem redoing the lease, do we? I don't think so.
And I've been in contact with Mr. Cecil and them. We've discussed, you know.
We need to keep you guys in on the loop, though, on what's going on.
Oh, yes, sir. And I think that line of communication's open now.
Okay.
So.
I mean, we're not trying to kick you guys out.
Yeah.
Really, we're not.
I mean, I understand it.
It just happens to be the best piece of property in the town. Exactly.
I mean, and
yes, we know, Kenny.
and like I've tried to explain to our members is that we don't own that property. You guys do. You can do whatever you see fit.
That's true. But I hate. I don't want to be the bad guy here. I mean,
somebody's going to end up being the bad guy no matter what.
In order to move forward, if we can create 75 jobs in that spot.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to do it.
I mean, nobody's against what's going on. No. I mean, so.
But short term, we got another year. So we won't have to worry about it for a little
while. And we've got 17 events lined up for this year already.
By the time all this happens, I won't be mayor no more. So yeah. I won't be the bad guy.
It's copy.
He must be. I have to move.
Anyway.
But yeah, we got a big schedule planned for this year. I mean,
as far as I know, we're good to go. We'll renew the lease.
Yes, sir.
Won't be no problems.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Do
we need to vote on that?
I believe we do. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Is the lease here ready to be signed now?
Not tonight, no. It's not.
But it won't change none.
No.
You going to double the price, or?
Yeah. Is there an issue, though, Christine?
No, usually we always had to have it done in the very first of the year. And here we are looking at March. And,
right.
And we're not dragging our feet.
Well, to be honest with you,
we're nearly dragging the mayor.
I'm not sure that the city was ready to give you a lease till now. Until we found out that the incubator.
Yeah, that's fact, because we just learned stuff in the last couple weeks.
That's just being real honest with you.
I was advised not to do a lease until this meeting.
Right.
At least after this meeting.
I'm not sure. I haven't been here for 3 months. And those of you that don't know, I've been fighting COVID bad. I had it really bad.
And you guys should be getting a copy of the insurance in your mail. They sent you guys a copy.
Okay, that's fine.
So,
do we need a motion for
that?
Yes. Yeah, let's get a motion to approve it.
I'll make a motion that we approve a 1-year lease for 2022 for them.
Got a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Dirk, you in favor of that?
He said aye.
Yeah.
Okay. All opposed?
Good thing you're sitting by me.
Okay. Let's move along here. Council to approve the six-month financial report to be printed in the newspaper. That's number six.
I make a motion to do that.
Got a motion to approve. Waiting on a second.
We have to tell them everything.
Yep.
Just the top part. The top page will be the one thing.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Number seven, council to approve a business license application submitted by Wiley Insurance Agency.
They're all good to go. They got all their paperwork in line. They just need our approval.
And we're excited about you guys being here.
We're excited to be here.
I won't go into how all that come about, but I just want you to know we're excited to have you.
Where are you guys going to be located?
Same place. Ozark Hills.
Just changing the name or totally
it'll
different company?
It'll be Wiley Insurance, just a second location.
Well, Ozark Hills moved out.
Oh, did they?
They closed their doors.
They moved to West Point.
Oh.
And Donna, as graceful as she is, hated to lose our insurance locally. So she sought out, I think I'm saying this right, she sought out these guys, and they formed a friendship immediately. And
it's been a God thing in a way.
Gonna take the place of, so if, I'll be the first one to say, I've got insurance with those are good guys. Once you guys get in there, I'll be switching. So I'm going to keep everything at home that I can. And we really
appreciate
it.
Excited to be part of the community.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. Glad you're here. And I think I speak for everybody in this council. I know I do. Anyway, we need to approve a business license, I guess.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll make a motion.
Motion.
I'll second it.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There we go. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Number eight, council to approve the building permit submitted by James Cone at 803 Sunset.
All the groundwork's done on that. He just got to lay his concrete. He didn't know he needed a building permit. He came up here and we advised him, but it's been measured. Everything's good to go.
Has somebody looked at it?
Yeah. Cerruti and I went out because Chris wasn't here, so he needed me to go with him and help him, and he's good to go.
So he's in the guidelines.
He's in the guidelines.
Okay. We're good to go then. I just need somebody to make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
Got a motion? Need a second?
Well, I'll second it.
Got a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, number nine, council to put the ladder rack for the water department truck up for bid.
So the ladder rack we don't use. Had a few people come in and ask if we'd sell it because we've been sitting at well three for about 3 years. And just took it to you guys to see if you want to put up for bids.
No chance of us need that in the future.
Zach said there would be no need for him to use it.
They got the crane mounted on the truck now anyway.
I'd hate to put it up for a bid and sell it, and then 2 months get a bid because they need one.
For 10 times the amount.
Well, when I was in here today earlier, when I seen that, I didn't know if we might want to send that. And I don't even know if Sexton would take it. I know we got equipment up there already.
Is it up there at Pomona?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's their holding yard.
All right.
But I haven't talked to Gary lately, but I don't know if they would take something like that. Something that small. You know, it's more equipment.
It's just that, yeah, they ain't got wheels.
Right. So you may want to just put it in the paper. Yeah, Daryl?
Don't we still have some lawnmowers and stuff that need to be put up?
They're up there.
No, the lawnmowers.
Well, I mean, they're not up there, but they're going.
Okay, I mean, would they not take that if we made a group?
Well, I don't know.
The lawnmowers won't hit until April.
They're going to sell them when the weather's better.
So somebody in town kind of wants these ladders? Mm-hmm. Or town here.
He has an HVAC truck and he needs a ladder rack bad, and he was just wanted to know if we could put it up for bids.
Is he a local business?
Yes, he's a local business person.
I think we put up for bid right here in town.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Especially if that keeping it local here.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'll make a second. Or second. I'll do whatever. I don't care.
Motion and second.
Do
any questions about the ladder rack? All in favor?
Aye.
I think we discussed that one that needed to be.
Probably so.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Well, now we know where all the equipment's at.
I'm going to amend this agenda again right here on 10, okay? I'm going to have a 10A and a 10B.
10B will cover the amended part.
Let's do the 10A first, which is what's here.
Electrical testing, yeah.
Council to approve testing for the electrical department trucks.
So we got to do it. Does that mean like an inspection? Do we do this every year now?
Tie electric testing every year. You're supposed to have it done every year. Kind of like your rubber gloves every 6 months.
Got to be done.
Yeah, it's me.
Just need a motion.
Yep, let's do it.
Second. Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, B. Now you're going to have to help me with this.
Okay. So, Scott gave me bids from Harry Cooper and... what was the second one? Annixter. And this is just stuff, the like cutoff switches and stuff like that to maintain the city lines, brackets.
You have the total?
It is...
there's two different ones, but that's not every... the whole total is not...
No, we're going to go with this total, and I'm going to ask you what you really need.
I don't have the full...
do you have anything in your head? No.
I've got a lot of stuff going on.
I know. Here's the deal with you. I've never had anybody work like you're working, just to be honest with you. And I want you to have what you need to get this, to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, we're trying to eliminate all the open wire and put triplex up where we can and when we can. Because they got a lot of one-off wire coated. That's tree wire that's for primary as open wire running 120, 240.
I don't want you needing something on the shelf and going there to get it and not have it. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Mostly so, just wire and squeezes and dead ends.
So how much is this?
This one's $13,232. So you could approve him to buy supplies up to an amount that exceeds this.
And I know we need to, and I know you guys was a little hesitant putting it on there, but we can do it.
So do we have like $20,000 in the budget?
Even if it's $25,000.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
I'm not seeing that anymore. I'm seeing 7222.
Well, there's 70. Then there's another page. There's 7222, and then there, the other bid has 6010.
Oh, for 16. The annexer.
Yeah, the annexer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because some of the switches were $180, some were $140, and the best one I found was $75.
So you did shop around.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem. This stuff's going to keep going up.
It is, 30%.
Right, 30%. They said about 30% every year is what it's been going up averagely. We got a lot of stuff they over-ordered that's been there for a while, and then we're going to end up burning through it the way we're going, and then trying to reuse what we can where we can.
Are the $75 ones as good as
far as your concern?
Oh, exactly, okay. I just don't want to cheat.
Well, I just want to feel confident that if we give you extra money to spend, you're still going to look for the best deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I trust you with what you're doing. Man, I see you guys working your tail off, and I appreciate that.
Well, I'm not going to just go buy stupid stuff. If you see me driving a Ferrari, we'll know.
Yeah. But anyway, the council, it's up to them, but I'm just telling you how I feel. I think he was afraid to submit what he really needed.
How much more is it for what you really need?
I'm wanting to get a couple of spools of wire at least, because if it goes up and then the switches, at $75 for 7,500, I can get 100 of them. And for the 140, I mean, I can get 60 of them for 8,000. So if I go ahead and get 100, that would cover everything we need, because everything is not sectionalized. Like, you got your taps connected to your main line. If this goes down, it takes out your whole main line. So if I broke off every tap and put a switch on it and a fuse, it would blow the fuse before it blew the main circuit going back to the subs and stuff.
So, what Ken asked you?
How much?
About the amount.
Oh, switches?
That you think you really need.
So, do you need another $10,000 on top of this, or you need another $15,000?
Possibly. Just wire-wise and other squeeze-ons and stuff that we've been going through. That pole we did over there on Sunset, we used about 20 squeezes. I mean, that's just connecting all the secondaries up after moving them.
And he's asking for how much?
13 tonight.
I'd like to approve up to 25.
I'll make the motion to approve up to 25. Get what we need. That way we don't have to revisit this every month.
Don't be raising my rate.
That ain't on me. Just street lights are getting raised up. Maybe.
Yeah.
So we got a motion for $25,000. I need a second.
I'll second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? There you go. All right. Number 11. Council to approve the purchase of a Makita grinder and grease gun. The total cost with batteries is $547.68.
For what department? Yeah.
That's what wastewater treatment plant. I'm sorry. And that is from Cobra Lumber Company.
A Makita grinder, and it's battery powered?
Yes.
So they don't want nothing with a cord.
Right.
Must be the grease gun must be battery powered.
It is. They both operate off the same batteries, and they have a lot of Makita tools right now.
And whenever we got to grease our trucks, we can go over there and grease them.
Do they have it in their budget?
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second. Janice, you've been off quiet over there.
I'm trying to wait for
her. Any questions?
We have to keep herself.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Council to discuss amending ordinance number 720.090, security lights. These are, just to let you know, these are street lights that people have personal in their yard.
It's all over the board. This ordinance specifically says anything pre-98 is $5.50 a light, and everything post-98 is $8.50 a light. But whenever you pull up the lights and what people pay, it's anywhere from $2.45 to around $9 is the highest one. And the $2.45 isn't covering anything. It's not even covering the cost of electricity that you use a month. So Scott looked into what Hal Oregon and NAC charge, and we came up with a number. And I think we actually have several lights that aren't even being charged at this moment.
Then we did a monthly test on metering our light.
Yeah, when we metered our light.
Running 24/7.
And so we came up with a figure to make it on this ordinance about $10 straight across the board on all the lights. And we're also going to drive around one night and see what lights are pointing and then go to our system and see who's not paying for a light and who needs to be. So.
And also see which one needs to be upgraded.
Still. Right.
So ultimately, some people's electric bill is going to go up $10.
Well, the highest raise on some of them would be like $7.55, and then others would be $2.25. You know, some of them aren't going to go up hardly at all, but some are going to see a huge jump.
Because somebody likes paying $2 or other?
They're going to see an $8 increase.
That would probably be because two of them paid for the light. You know. Two different people that were in the same.
And then, like, the two properties
shared a lot.
Yes.
And it's almost impossible to see that on the system. It doesn't show you that. Mm-hmm. So it's just account numbers and what they pay.
Well, maybe Chuck needs to give Bob $5.
Right.
And Bob needs to pay $10.
Right. Because if the address has a vapor light on it, I don't know if we should split it because it's to that
It's hard
address.
To do that. I don't know if somebody moves and the next guy comes in and don't want to pay half.
Right. And they shouldn't be obligated to pay half. Right. So
that's probably what happened with the $2.
So what are you going to do? Who are you going to charge
it? Well, that's the thing. Like, if around and see if it's central to that yard or that house, and it's not in between two yards, that property is going to pay the full price on that light. I mean, it would have to, because whenever that agreement was made, if that like Janice said, if that was the case, that you could have seven new people in that other house that's paying half, and they don't even know. Yeah. So,
Even over after 5 years, it's not covering the cost of a pole and the wire and the light. Mm-hmm. The light itself is like $140 for a light.
Well, I'm good with.
I think it ought to be $9.99.
But all I really need to.
It just looks bad. You ask any used car salesman,
and a half.
$9.99. I'm good with that. Hey.
All I need is a motion to put it on a public hearing for next meeting, and then I'll present the ordinance next meeting too.
We may have everybody that has a security light in this building.
We might.
Yeah, I say we need to discuss it. Yes, it needs to be amended.
Absolutely, I'll make a motion to do that.
$9.99.
Well, we won't.
Actually, it's just
a public hearing.
It's just a public hearing right now. We're not even discussing the cost yet. This is just the public hearing.
But we have been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, I asked him to do a study. This
all right, we got a motion. I need a second.
I'd like to second.
All right, motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 13, council to approve the city clerk to attend whatever all that is. Swearing Institute.
Absolutely. Let's get rid of them for a few days.
It'll be March 13th to the 17th.
Where's that at?
Columbia. It's just what Donald used to go to every spring.
I'll make motion to go to that.
Whose expense?
Cities.
Okay.
But it makes me better.
That spot that you were talking about?
Prius, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Need a second.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Number 14, Chief Childress to address the council about handheld radios. Daryl?
You have a should have a quote in your book there.
Tab 14.
I want to order the handheld radios that I put in the budget last year.
And it is in his budget ready to go.
It was in his budget. We approved it last year. So.
Well, we approved the budget, so.
Yeah. I just wanted to know that it was one for them.
Got a motion to do it?
Yeah.
How much are they?
$31,961.
How much?
$31,961.
Is it budgeted? Is it
33, I believe?
We can get you the Motorola.
I got 30.
How many rates?
7.
Okay.
34. David?
Your ARPA money, we ordered radios for the Sheriff's Department. Pay for it with the ARPA money, and you will be getting more ARPA money.
Right.
We could do that too. We
and
can
we're
go
getting
either
some
route.
More.
Yeah.
However, we need to pay for it.
But he's got he's gotten his savings.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, go ahead. You got a motion to do it.
What's I need
a second. I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Council to discuss general business.
Usually we've been putting this on here just in case you guys have anything that you want to talk about.
Well, I thought of something today while I was driving, but I forgot.
So we don't have to do anything if we want to.
Am I going to have to amend this agenda to go into closed?
See that? Yes, you are.
Do we have anything to discuss in closed?
We need to go into closed, but then we come right back out.
Just you don't have to amend. I'll just put council to go into closed because that's a general topic.
Right. Okay, so we don't have no general business to discuss.
No, sir.
I do have some general business to discuss.
There we are.
I just remembered it. And one of the reasons I know about this is because it affects me when I leave my house. Daryl, this is important for you.
pay attention.
This is on Vine Street, corner of 9th and Vine.
Yes.
Okay. If you're coming up 9th and you come to Vine, the stop sign, like leaving my house, you start to turn right there.
Okay.
They're parking on both sides of the street across from each other. If they would just do this, you got me?
Yeah.
I can barely squeeze my dually through there. I mean, it's close. Okay. Well, just so happened, Joe, one of our officers, had to wait on me to get through there the other night. I pulled up to him and I said, "What do you think about this parking arrangement?" He said, "Well, something needs to be done." I don't know how to do anything, really.
I'll see what I can do.
Other than people just, if they would just stagger it. But somebody's going to get hit.
Right. I'll go look at it and see if I can talk to them.
And he said that's not the only place in town. He knew of a few.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys know of any like that. They're out there, I'm sure. But anyway, I'm not telling you to do it, but I kind of am.
I'll go look into it.
If you don't care. Okay. That's just something I thought of. Anything else? Okay. Need a motion to go into closed session.
Yep, let's do it.
Second.
Motion second. Your folks wearing clothes.
All right.
Everybody in favor?
Yeah, we're good.
Guys, I don't know of anything that we're going to be voting on when we come back out other than to go on. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.